Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Tyler Stanley, and we are Brain Damage Radio, the laws of your higher potential. I kind of screwed this up. I had actually done the show ahead of time and was to upload that. I did upload it, but blog talks changed a little bit, so I have no idea kind of how to do that. So I'm a little awkward right now, so forgive me. This is Totally Traumatic Brain, and I am Tyler Stanley. I am an author of Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, a journey of my recovery through romantic poetry. I have a theory, I've had a theory for quite some time, that recovery is more than hospitals and clinics. It is the support of your family and caregivers and being in the right hands of the right physicians. But also it's what you can do at home. It's what people who love you can do for you. And my experience was that while I was completely disabled and laying on a mattress on a floor in Hanford, California, after a very bad accident, very young, couldn't walk and talk, people came by and they read romantic poetry. So that seemed to ignite something in me that was happening in my brain unknown to me at the time. And now that I've grown up, I've learned to love my brain and embrace my brain damage and embrace the person that I am now. That is the whole point, is to embrace who you are now and get out of that denial phase. Many people, with survivors of brain injury, go into a denial phase. That's a very dangerous place to be, but I'm not sure we can avoid it. I think that's part of our journey. Sometimes I don't like the word journey because it seems a little overused, but it is a beautiful word when you think about the word journey. It could be a journey riding on your motorcycle through beautiful woods and country road, riding a horse, driving your sports car with the top down, or actually just going for a walk, or just opening a window where you are and looking at the beautiful trees and knowing that I certainly believe, and I am a proponent here for you, that there is a greater universe for us, and that is our freedom. Knowing and understanding how to use the universal power is our freedom. So what does my show want to do? My show hopes to encourage you to live at peace with your brain injury and to offer resources and all kinds of guidance to caregivers around the world. And to you, I am in social services from a law career. I've attained a great deal in my life. My story is one of trauma and tragedy, but I am here and I have a life, and I'm here to try and help you do the same, whatever your life is. To live with your brain injury with less resistance and to embrace the laws of the higher potential. Now, the higher potential, the laws of attraction, but specifically the laws of the higher potential, is of an author, Robert Collier, published around 1932. And to move into an allowing state of being for yourself, using some of these methods, I've used them in order to grow personally and professionally. Like I said, I have a life. I have a life that's not perfect. I have issues that I'm working on every day. I'm happy to share that with you as you share. And so we can talk about family. We can talk about anger and frustration. Also, just to let you know, I've worked in clinical settings of hospitals, St. Mary's Medical Center. I worked in the Brain Injury Center. I facilitated groups for survivors and their families. So I come here not just as a survivor of brain injury, which I think should be good enough, actually, right? I think that should be good enough that I know you're part of your story. I am your story. So each one of you out there listening, I am your story, and I just want to say that you can reach your goals and your dreams. It's just ringing in your mind. It's sort of like the science of mind. If you can form a thought, you can access your inner universe. If you can form one thought, that thought being some step towards your dream. And you got to know, of course, what you want, what you dream. That's kind of hard enough as it is to kind of figure out, well, what do I want to be when I am through the remanufacturing of myself? I've completed the blank canvas. Here I am, world. Now figure out what you want to do for livelihood. Do you want to get off Social Security income? Do you want to get on Social Security SSI income? Do you want to go through the educational programs offered through Social Security? Do you want to get a job? All these kinds of things. Do you want to do both of those things, but eventually get off Social Security so you can actually have more freedom? I mean, I do say that money is, to a certain extent, freedom. Now, you know, people are going to think, oh, well, what if I don't have money? That means I'm not free. Well, that's not the point. Of course you are. You're free wherever you are. I mean, I would think that someone in prison would be free because it's all an inner. It's inside us. It's where we are in our life, in our heart, in our soul. But with that said, I do believe that to a certain extent, having income kind of gives you the real life. You get to get what you need. You're not constantly living in a lack if you have income. So the point for me in my life is to attain greater income so I don't wake up every morning in sort of that lack space. And so what do I do when I wake up and I have a lack space? I lack this, I lack that, I don't have this, I'm older, I should, you know, have this already done. And I put myself under tremendous pressure. Maybe you do too. And so the idea here is that you wake up and you can't sometimes avoid waking up in a bad mood or lack or frustrated or you know, not happy with yourself. And then you can look out the window, like out my window here. I have beautiful flowers. There's a flower bed in the center. I live in a neighborhood and there's trees here. And I look out there and I just try and hold myself accountable for feeling better, feeling good. You know, pulling from anything, petting my dog, talking to my dog, pulling anything in my reach to be more positive. And so, yes, I mentioned that I'm an author. I'm an author of Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. Again, I'm Tyler Stanley. I'm a scriptwriter. I wrote a script that was produced in San Francisco. I under a competition, so I have a little experience. I've done a couple of other things. Now I have a feature film with an editor in Hollywood. Hopefully, thank you, Ruth, for taking me on. And so that's sort of going to promote, hopefully, my goals. And so I want to hear about your goals. But I'm also was a non-practicing lawyer. I was in the District Attorney's Office of San Francisco, had a fabulous run there. I created the community court program for the city and county of San Francisco and prosecuted my own cases in Superior Court. And also worked part-time within that role with SFPD. So I've had a huge life. I was a volunteer firefighter. I fought a huge fire in San Antonio Valley, which is another way of saying Livermore, California. So I've done a lot of things because what happened to me out of my brain injury is my accident, my horrible accident was at age 17. So I've lost so much time just in recovery, walking, talking, learning how to write my name, say my name, all these kinds of things. And you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. So I don't need to go further with that. You get it. So that was going on. And so I lost time. And this show is a tribute to my mother, who's passed away now, to her as the greatest, greatest caregiver in the entire world. She sacrificed her life. Not everybody wants to do that or can do that. My mom relied on the universe and her faith to take care of me. And she breathed new life into me. I like to think of it in terms like, again, this is Brain Damage Radio. and which I have fun with because I want to embrace my brain injury and I want to, you know, have you embrace your brain injury. And but she raised me twice. So that's kind of how I like to look at it. She raised me twice. First time, obvious, and second time, she brought me onto the planet. And then the second was to help me redesign and remanufacture who I was going to be. And that's not so easy. You think, well, a baby, when you're born, you know, you kind of have all the stimulus and you have all this stuff that's kind of a generalization of how you raise a baby. I have, you know, some comments on that, of course. As you get to know me, you'll know I have comments and opinions on everything. And that's why I want to engage here. I want to have people calling in and engaging. Say what you have to say. I mean, there's nothing you can't say on this show about brain injury. So anyway, so then, you know, so when you're a baby, you know, you've got all this, it's kind of almost predestined of how you're raised. You do this when you go to school at this age and that. And then you think, well, gee, as an adult, it should be real easy to re-raise yourself and a caregiver. Not so. So caregivers out there, I certainly get where you're at with your struggle as well, because if there's a survivor, there's a struggling family caregiver or friend. So again, I'm an author, scriptwriter, non-practicing lawyer, and TBI enthusiast. Okay, why an enthusiast? Am I insane or what? Because I celebrate at this point my having brain injury. It has made me who I am. I have a unique personality carved out over time from brain loss, which is that is the end result, which I'm not in, meaning I've got to stop growing. I have a lot of things I need to work on. I try and work on all my issues and problems and things I need to and want to change every day. A day doesn't go by where I don't confront something that I have to attend to. So like everybody else on the planet, that, you know, survivors don't own that. Many of us have, you know, we have different lives, and some people have lives that are more challenged and more difficult than others. But I'm yet to meet the survivor brain injury that has anything but huge challenges, okay? So that's why we're here on this show. So this is what I want to do. I don't know what happened to the upload. I mean, I could be speaking right now and not even be on the air, even though it says I'm on the air, because that show was supposed to upload. Blog Talk has changed since I was last on in 2012. So it's completely reconfigured and kind of thought I had it and didn't. So, again, I apologize for today's startup. It's the first one since 2012. So on today's show, what I want to do for this new 2016 and moving forward is this is an open chat for us to discuss our gripes, our dreams. As I said, anything that's on your mind, don't worry about offending anybody. You know, this is an adult channel to say what you have to say, and it's all about the struggles of and recovery of traumatic brain injury. So whether you're a caregiver or survivor, you're welcome on this show anytime. So you have a couple of things handy. My website right now, it's kind of changing, is tylerstanley.net. You can buy my book on Amazon or on my website, but I think actually my button on my website is not working. So if you go to Amazon Books and you put in, Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain, there's not another book with that name. There are a few Counting the Days books, so you'll have to make sure you get the one with the beautiful cover of the beautiful Mendocino Cabin, with the face in the lower left of a little dog that actually has passed away. That was Zorro. And it was a beautiful place that I used to go. And actually, my book may still be there at the cabin. It's poetry. I'm a poet. I like to write anything. I have a couple of novels sitting on the floor here, manuscripts that I have done nothing with, because that's part of my brain injury, is that left brain damage where I just get tied up in a knot trying to do the business portion of moving my writing forward. And I don't think in many ways, you know, I feel internally that that's really unfair, that we sort of have a foot back, not a foot forward, or we make a foot forward and then we are back. There isn't enough out there like the Oscars, I was really excited to hear that they are actually going to make room for minorities and women. My screenplay is ready for that genre. I mean, it's right in there for strong women characters, capable women. I want to bring back the concept of capable women roles for film, because there isn't any. I don't even have a TV anymore. I'm so disappointed in what's going on out there, and I have Netflix where I can carefully choose strong women roles and good writing. So the Oscars, so as far as that goes, I want opportunities now to raise for writers with disabilities and people with disabilities. I don't think we have enough room on the planet to do what we want to do. So you spend 35 years recovering, and you know, and there's no cure for brain injury, so you're always going to be injured, and you're always going to be a survivor, or I like to say TBI star. And so, we are TBI stars, we are survivors, but there's got to be some movement out there, and I hope to do it. I hope to make the movement, make the path, because I'm coming, and I'm moving, and I am just really tired of feeling like I don't belong. And for instance, well, let me say that this is why I kind of decided to do the show again, plus one of my best friends, Mary, has actually brought this show together for us. So thank you, Mary, for making this possible for all of us. And but it's actually because of the, you know, talking about there not enough room. But I would go to some of these seminars, the Laws of Attraction. I would go and I would read books, and I felt like I didn't belong. Like, where am I, a brain injury survivor? So one book said, if you hold a negative thought for 17 seconds, then you have just made that happen, that negative thing happen. So you are what you think, all right? I'm on it. I get it. I am what I think. And I probably, if I didn't think negative thoughts as much as I do, I would be a lot further than I am right now. And maybe even in a relationship and having more of the life I want. But that's what I'm going to work on here with you. So the point being that I've been practicing since my mother read that book to me that published in 1932. Robert Collier got it. And at first I was a little put off because it was a little bit too many he and God and you know, it wasn't inclusive language. And, it was 1932, for God's sakes. There was nothing more important than he and God and the Bible. And so things have shifted a little bit. So we know women are equal and capable, and we can now embrace the universe if God makes us a little uncomfortable, the word God. Well, I happen to have warmed up a lot about the word God. I am a Christian, and I also believe in all the equalities across the land, and I believe that we do all have the universe being a friendly universe is not going to say you can't access the laws of attraction because you've been in an accident or you have brain damage. That just isn't the way it works. So when I sat in that workshop and I thought, I want to stand up and ask a question about disabilities. Well, I thought of all the reasons why I shouldn't, okay? I'm shy. What about I don't say the right things? What about I don't make sense? What about, you know, I have an implant in my ankle joint? What about I fall on the rickety steps to the stage? I don't want to embarrass myself, you know, and I talked myself completely, you know, you hear it. I talked myself completely out of asking the question. Well, I went from there to think, you know what, I have the answer already within myself, and that is that nobody's speaking to me, a survivor. So that's the reason for this show. That's the reason for the new website. And I think I'm going to get this right, but I'm going to, if I can remember, I have an email. I have an email that you can access if you're not going to call in on the show, or if you're shy, you can access, and I'm going to actually go to it here so I don't get that wrong. I believe what it is Tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. I think that is the email. Certainly, if it isn't, then you know I will check on that in next week's show. It looks like 9 o'clock on Saturdays, but you can email me at Tyler@totallytraumaticbrain.com. And so, what I want to do here is again remind you and me, us, that this is a tribute to my mother, Dorita Drake Stanley, from Atlanta, Georgia. And she passed away in 2010, and I'm still not over it, and I may never get over it. However, let's talk about that. So, again, we want to talk about the things in our life, and we want to grow personally and professionally here. And so the laws of attraction, and I guess I keep reverting back to the laws of the higher potential, because I believe that we are, that is exactly the point for TBI. And why it is so critically important for TBI is I remember going through a lot of doctors, a lot of hospitals, and nobody ever medically, even Department of Rehab, which, boy, you know, I'm going to try and air the show that should be running today because I have a comment about that. Beware, okay? Know how to deal with Department of Rehab to get what you want. But what I want to say is that, you know, it's just kind of a the laws of the higher potential speaks out to me personally, because it was never about my potential. When I was shown at one point walking and talking, I was shown how I was going to make a living, and that was putting bathroom fixtures in a plastic bag on a conveyor belt. I freaked out. That was the end of my life right there. So we'll go into what happened there at some other time maybe, but I want to not lose sight of potential. So what happened, and I work with survivors, I'm also a volunteer and on the advisory of our local brain injury network. So I'm in this 100% all the time, 24/7. I volunteer, I'm in social services, I work with developmentally disabled, intellectually challenged. I'm constantly in service, and I'm looking to transition to more about traumatic brain injury, because it's been pointed out that I might have something important to say to you about, hey, if I did it, you can do it. So if you get anything out of this show, that's exactly what my point is that if I did it, anybody can do it. But I'm going to show you how I did it. So the potential, you have to make sure that along your, and caregivers, listen to this, you have to make sure that there's not too much about your limitations. A survivor hears constantly about all the limitations. Well, the left brain's damaged, this is damaged, that's damaged. And you have to at some point, and all the testing, all the frustrating testing is all about the damages. And so what you want to do is you want to be able to shift and know that at some point you got to start looking at potential. And that's not going to be in the testing for DOR. That's not going to be in the testing for anything. You have to just realize that you have to move in a direction of potential, and it's yours. And so what I want to say, we're almost ready to close out here, so I need to kind of do my job here. This is TBI Star, Totally Traumatic Brain, and I am an author of Counting the Days, Recovery Through the Romance Side of the Brain. That's because I believe we have a romantic gene in our brain. And from my journey, I can prove it because I'm here. And that was much of my surviving and survival and recovery tool was that. I am an author and scriptwriter, non-practicing lawyer, and TBI enthusiast. So what we want to do here is we want to focus a lot on potential. And that's what we're going to do. So the potential is, because we are so, and everybody's all worked up, you know, the testing comes back really negative. You can't do this. You can't do that. Well, you can't do that. And, oh, this part of your brain's damaged. You have spinal cord injury. You have paralysis. You have all these things. And then you kind of wonder, well, what the hell? What's next? You know, and I'm going to roll out and get hit by a car. I mean, it's very devastating to hear constantly everybody focused around what's wrong. So that's not a good thing if you want to follow the laws of attraction. So that's my point. So what we want to do is we want to rise out of what's wrong, and we want to move into what's right. We want to talk about your potential and what you want to do. My potential is writer. I'm apparently a very good writer. I have a card here on my desk from a very famous person who mentored me in my screenplay that's being edited now. And that's the other thing. I can't edit it because of the left brain damage. I can't edit it. I can write it. I can, you know, put it to music. I can do any part of it. I can direct it. I could film it. But I can't do the most important part, and that is get it ready to show and put in front of a producer to sell it. So I have this wonderful card for someone, and I won't give his name. That wouldn't be fair. And it's, "Hi, Tyler. Good stuff. So much talent and potential. Now ID the following in your script." Potential. Talent. Potential. That's our focus here. And if we have to gripe and talk about all the bad things, we're gonna allow ourselves to do that. I don't believe that if you talk about your bad day, or you have a bad thought, I mean, 17 seconds, it's going to make it true. Well, I don't believe that, because I can have a bad thought that lasts a week. So if that were true, I wouldn't be here. I walked the stage. I didn't grow up to put bathroom fixtures in a plastic bag. I walked the stage of my law school, and I was one of the top, not top in my class, that's misleading. I actually did really well in law school. And the attrition rate is very high. People dropped out the first year. They push you out the first year. If you don't cut it, you don't graduate. And I did. And my mother was alive to see me walk that stage. She gave me a hell of a party. She rented out a whole local women's coffee shop and had a women's band. And, oh, my God, I had the best time. All my friends were there. And I just, you know, there I was in my suit and tie, and it was just, life could not have been any better. Well, we have moments like that are pretty grand, and then we have moments where we somehow get lost off our path, and certain things happen. For me, the greatest caregiver in the world, my mother, was in an accident, and so I had to leave the district attorney's office to care for her. And then after 8 years of care, I just didn't even know where I belonged anymore. So that's my journey from, let's say, from 2000. I've been on a journey. And then I found my place, my footing. And then in 2013, I ended up being laid off my job. And that set me on another journey. And none of them are bad. We need the contrast. If I don't have a bad day, if I don't have a bad event, I don't know what I want. I don't know where I'm going, you know, the positive. So it's all about looking at bad things happen, and it's for a reason. Now, I would have argued with you 10 years ago if you'd said that to me. And I hate people who say, oh, it happens for a reason. But you know what? I'm a fighter, and I'm going to fight, and that's the way it is. That's my personality. But, you know, I'm now growing into understanding what that means. All right, so our time is about up, and I'm just hoping you enjoy the show. You come back and talk, and if you don't, then you have to listen to me. I don't know how pleasant that is, but I'm here. I'm here for you, so I'm signing off. Come back on Saturdays at 9 o'clock, and we'll see what we can stir up. Thank you. This is Tyler signing off. Have a wonderful week.